Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. I hope you all remember the kind of breakout that we discussed yesterday that could happen. I'm really sorry. That could happen in Bank Nifty. I hope. No, I also mentioned about the triangle pattern happening there in Bank Nifty, breaking out of that. And the only barrier up above was 38,800 to 39,100 range. And that also was broken with a lot of conviction and strength in the initial minutes itself. And then we could see Bank Nifty moving up and ending 2% up. So if you look back, I mean, there are people who are talking about not seeing a budget rally, a post-budget rally. But I would say that it is actually happening, right? Nifty went down till 16,850. Now it's nearly 17,850. So there has been an up move before, during, and after the budget. So things are going great, is what I would say. But what drove the market up is the question. It's clearly banks, PSU banks, and financial service companies which have taken the market up. Today also, it's PSU Bank, Fin Nifty, and private banks which moved up and took the markets up. So Nifty, Bank Nifty closing up by more than 2%, Nifty closing up by 1%. So things are looking really good in the market. And great to see Bank Nifty breaking a really good recent high, which is 39,000, and closing well above that. So the question is, will the breakout sustain from here? Will there be a larger breakout there by Bank Nifty going up till 40,000? If that happens, Nifty will also go up to probably till 18,000. Or will Bank Nifty come back, maybe retest 39,000 and then go up to 40,000. So that's something that we'll have to wait and watch. Only price action will tell that from here. So anyways, let's get right into the show. The name is Shalik Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. Speaking about the trade ideas that were shared today, two of them going ahead and hitting the target, one of which was BSE, which actually gave a really good move today. So I'm not sure if any one of you are still holding on to BSE or hopped on to BSE today. I'm super happy with the portfolio stock. Otherwise, I did not trade today. Again, I spoke about this yesterday. There was I would consider and enter the trade. So I considered and did not enter. So again, this week would be a expiry only week, I guess. So looking forward to tomorrow for sure. I have a plan ready, which I'll be discussing towards the end of the show. But again, let's see how it'll go tomorrow. Otherwise, today was great, I would say, for option sellers, just like yesterday. Option sellers made a lot of money yesterday, a lot of money today, especially with IV crash happening today. VIX also coming down a lot. Option sellers, I'm sure all of you here who would have entered today, traded today, making real good money for sure. So no FOMO at all. Entering the first segment of the show, markets today. I'll directly speak about Nifty and Bank Nifty. Nothing else to be talked about. A larger general news. We already did talk about budget in length yesterday, so I don't think I should indulge into more of that. So looking into Nifty, see, Nifty closed 1.16%, but again, today was really similar to yesterday in terms of when you look into 1.16%, it's all of or more of which was contributed by the gap of opening. There was another 100 points gap of opening, and throughout the day, Nifty just traded in the 100 points gap, right? In 100, 120 points range is where Nifty traded. So Nifty opened somewhere around 17,700 and traded between 17,700 and 17,800. That's it. And if you know, 17,790 is a major resistance. So I would say Nifty was taking resistance at that major resistance of 17,790. And what is this resistance at 17,790? And again, these are instances where I feel bad that I couldn't share my screen and show you the chart. I want all of you to go back to September. Last September, I'm not sure the date was what, Ajay, September 17th? I think it was nearly September 17 or so. You would see a candle going up till 17,790, taking resistance and Nifty coming down considerably. So at that time, 17,790 was a major deal. I don't know if you remember this or not. This is back from September. And near that is where Nifty took resistance today. So the 17,790 will continue to be of importance tomorrow. But what if there is a gap of opening? We'll definitely talk about that. Otherwise, looking into the stocks which contributed to the up move in Nifty, again, it was private banks, PSU banks, and financial services companies which helped Nifty. In fact, if you speak about Reliance, Reliance just moved up 0.2% today. But all the other sectors perform well, your IT, pharma, auto, all of them doing well is what we could see. Speaking about Bank Nifty closed the day 2.14% in the green. The moment it crossed 38,800, 39,000, 39,150. these three major levels, which we talked yesterday, with strength, Bank Nifty broke out. It tested 39,150 multiple times, if you saw, right? I mean, those were the levels that we discussed. Then came a breakout, so Bank Nifty going up till nearly 39,400 and ending at 39,330. It's a very good indication in Bank Nifty, a good, strong close in Bank Nifty. So the only question, as I said in the introduction, is whether Bank Nifty will continue the breakout from here or will it come down to 39,000 range, retest that and then move up, right? So that's something we should definitely look forward to. Speaking about the buzzing sect, okay, Bank Nifty, I wouldn't end it just by saying so much. Kotak Mahindra Bank up by more than 3%. Axis Bank up by nearly 3%. IndusInd Bank up by 5.75%. So all of them doing really good, thereby contributing to Bank Nifty. Speaking about the buzzing sectors from the day, this is already talked about multiple times. Nifty PSU Bank up by 3.4%. Bank Nifty up by 2.14%. And FinNifty up by 1.93%. Moving ahead, speaking about a few of the stocks which moved specifically interestingly today are, I'll start with Bajaj Twins again. These are the ones which contributed to FinNifty a lot. Both of them moving up by 3-5%. Bajaj Finance up by 3%. FinServ up by 5%. Then PM Modi ji had a mention about India being a global leader or global hub in gaming industry. And we could see gaming stocks moving up in the day. On Mobile up by 15%, Nazara Tech up by nearly 2%. So On Mobile is one great stock. I mean, if you have time, now that you've heard about this, once the show ends, if you can spare some moment, learn about On Mobile. You can go to probably Ticker Tape and search about On Mobile, try to understand what the company is doing, look into their financials. It's interesting. That's one stock you can look into. Otherwise, healthcare sector had a great day after the budget announcement. Lal Path Lab, Apollo Hospital, your Metropolis, all of them moving up is what we could see. HDFC Housing Finance, actually, results are announced. There is a 10% year-on-year increase in profits and the stock is moved up 1.8%. Jubilant Foodworks, again, another company which has announced its result. Very similar to HDFC Housing Finance. Profits have increased 10% year-on-year, but the stock has fallen 4% today. Reasons being cited are the profit, which is announced, is much below the street estimates. But again, I don't think it's a problem at all for Jubilant Foodworks, which is just opening a Domino's store almost very, very frequently, right? And again, they're also expanding internationally. A lot of new brands they're taking up in India. So that's one great, another stock that you can look into. Looking into FII DA activities, FII selling for 183 crores and DA is buying for 425 crores. Moving ahead into the next segment of the show, markets tomorrow. Speaking about tomorrow, the first weekly expiry of February. The first weekly expiry after the budget week, happening in the budget week. So really interesting and exciting for multiple reasons. I would do a global market analysis first. So starting with the European markets, all of them doing well today. If you open the 5-minute candles of European indices, you'll see that it's a good gradual up move in Europe, which is good. The same happened yesterday. Today also, Europe is moving up gradually, which indicates that there is strength in the global markets. At the same time, if you look into US futures, they're trading really well in the green. S&P 500 up 0.7%. Your NASDAQ is up 1.5%. So things are looking good there after a good green closing yesterday, right? I would summarize that by saying that global markets are showing strength. Definitely looking into that. And again, SGX 50 also is at 17,850 now, nearly 70, 80 points up from where Nifty has closed today. One thing I would say is Bank Nifty has broken out, right? We've been discussing about this. It's a really strong breakout from the 38,800 levels, 38,800 to 39,000. We've been talking about it multiple times. Definitely let's see if the break... let's see if the breakout is being sustained and whether there would be an up move tomorrow. So that's number one. Number two is, not tomorrow, but day after tomorrow, SBI is going to announce its result. SBI. SBI is going to announce its result, but not tomorrow, it's day after tomorrow. But what I'm concerned is 5:45 in SBI. I want all of you, assignment number two, I want all of you to open the daily candles of SBI, and then you'll understand how important 545 is. You'll see that it's a recent high, that the high was created before as well. So now it's like SBI is testing that high, and if that is being broken out, there can be a good breakout, or else it can take resistance and move down. So let's see what's going to happen. I mean, around its results, SBI tend to be super volatile. There can be huge breakouts also, which can happen. Now it's like SBI is all set to make a move. So the only question is whether that'll happen tomorrow or day after tomorrow. So 545 in back, SBI, definitely watch out. So that being said, now speaking about OI analysis, I can see a huge call OI buildup still at 18,000. To give you some perspective, today there was unbelievable put buildup at 17,700, 17,600, 17,500. There wasn't a great call buildup at 18,000. Still, if you put up the whole OI together, the call OI buildup at 18,000 is really huge compared to your put buildup at 17,700, 600, and 500. So the largest call OI buildup at 18,000, there is considerable buildups at 18,100, 200 as well. And the largest put OI buildups at 17,500, 600, and 700. Right? That is the range. So I would largely say 17,500 to 18,000 range looks good for tomorrow. Premiums are really interesting at both these levels, which I just mentioned. 18,000 call option closed at 10 today. There can be a gap up tomorrow, a gap up opening tomorrow, given that global market situations are looking good. So if nothing bad happens in the US, we are looking at yet another gap up opening. So that high probably 18,000 call option would open with a premium even more than 10 rupees, which can be interesting. But again, so that's number one. Looking into Bank Nifty, 40,000 with the largest call OI buildup, 39,000 interestingly with the largest put OI buildup now. And the put call ratio in Nifty is 1.0, in Bank Nifty is 1.2, right? That is what we can see there. So, you know, just before an expiry, I get into discussing expiry levels with which I'll be adjusting my trade size. So as you know, I'm not carrying an overnight position at all. So my job and aim would be to look into the market tomorrow morning, look into it for the first 15 minutes and form an idea and then enter into a trade. So as I said, the first level, I'll speak about levels in Nifty and then I'll get into levels in Bank Nifty, right? So Nifty, 17,790 is a major resistance, which I talked about in the initial part of the show. You can go into September in Nifty and you'll understand why 17,790 is important. So if 17,790 has jumped over with a gap up opening, which it can, right? Because market closed at 17,780, right? So if there is a gap up opening, then the levels I'll be watching out for is very important levels are 17,880 and 17,950. Super important resistance. More importantly, 17,950, you can easily find the importance in the chart. So 17,880 and 17,950 would be the levels, the resistance levels I'll be watching out for. And then it's 18,000 to 18,050. Speaking about supports, if it's a gap up opening, then 17,790 to start with, then 17,700, and then I would go to 17,650. 17,650, why important? Because today's low is nearly 17,670 to 650. So if 17,670, which is today's low, if that is being broken itself, there can be good weakness, right? So, but again, if it's a gap up opening, again, if you can picturize it in your mind, you'll get a better understanding. So what is very important is if it's a gap up opening, if Nifty comes down, if 17,790 is being broken towards the lower direction, that itself indicates some sort of a weakness in Nifty. Further down, if it comes down and breaks 17,670, then it's major weakness. I'll be selling calls like anything else, right? So I'll be doing that. So these are the levels I'll be watching out for in Nifty. Speaking about Bank Nifty, right? Bank Nifty, the resistances up above are 39,750, super important. 39,750, and then you only have 40,000. Right, we don't have much resistance in Subobo. So 39,750 to 40,000 are the resistance I'll be watching. If those are being broken, I'll be selling up put options. And speaking about supports, 39,000, 38,800, 39,000, that's the support I'll be watching. So yeah, these are the levels. If that's being broken, I'll be selling call options heavily. This is the plan for tomorrow. So last week, as you all know, did not do or go really well for me. So it's very important for me to go or trade February really well so that I'm back on track in this quarter, right? So absolutely looking forward to it. So as usual, make sure that you read my pre-market report at 8:30 a.m. at Market Feed to enter tomorrow's market with a lot of confidence. Now, I have a super chat. I'll quickly take it and I'll wrap up the show. And it's from my very favorite, Sharon Nigel, who is part of the latest or the previous mentorship program. Hey, Sharik, entered 18100 CE, 17350 PE for an easy 0.7% trade, booked 0.5% profit, exited all positions, planning to enter fresh positions with our community tomorrow. Sharon, absolutely happy to hear that you're already sitting on top of a 0.5% cushion. I'm jealous of you there, right? Super happy to hear that you've learned and you're graduating out of the mentorship well, that even without me giving a trade or talking about a trade event, you could find a trade setup on your own. You booked profits, entering tomorrow with profits, with confidence. Super, super happy to see this. So this is why the new model of mentorship is really working well. When it's a one-month program, they really learn well over time since we are trading together for 4 weeks straight. Right. The next one is from Motive India again, who I believe he sent a super chat yesterday, but didn't tell anything. So he's telling something today. Ashane, I made good margin. I hope what you mean is you made good profits. If that's the case, I'm super happy there as well. Cool. So that's it, I think. Right. Looking forward to tomorrow. It's very important for me than anybody else. I would say I'm being a bit selfish this time. So I really want to, I'm looking forward to ender this month with a lot of discipline, right? So yeah, with that being said, wishing you all the very best for tomorrow. This is Mr. Adi Shetkum signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.